China.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Conduct them all.
This is their plan, people. These are...
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Yo. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Yikes, that was loud, isn't it? Alright, here, just the jungle. Wouldn't it be so much better if I just played that for 10 minutes instead of fucking just ranting on about absolute nonsense? Anyway, it is... 21:40, what's that? It's 20 to 10. These days I fall asleep very early, let me tell you. These days I'm usually asleep by 11. It's 20 to 10 now. It's cooler tonight, it's still humid, I'm in the jungle, I'm in Indonesia, welcome to the fucking show. Yeah, that's what we do, because I don't really create that good content. I don't even like when people call it content, I think that's fucked up and retarded. But what I like to do is I like to just rip off 70s music, put it in the background, and then everything sounds a little bit better, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I finished a book today, it's called Severance. It was written in 2018 by a Chinese lady, and it's like, basically, it describes COVID, but it's like a novel, it's like a chick novel, for chicks, but it unwinds with some sort of fever that comes out of China, and then everyone has to wear a mask and everyone dies or whatever. It's like a dystopian fucking, it's a trashy book, trashy. I was trying to find something else on my Kindle, and I just started reading it, and it was easy, and I finished it in like 2 days, but... And it's not, I don't even recommend it, really. It's like one of those ones that's easy to read. But the thing was, it was shockingly accurate to COVID, but it was written like 3 or 4 years before it. And she's Chinese. So what does that tell you? Suspicious. Now I'm reading Cannery Row by Steinbeck. I like a bit of Steinbeck. I like Steinbeck, I like McCarthy, I like the kind of Western American writers. I like cowboy shit because I'm a fucking fag. If you wear a cowboy hat these days, you're a fucking queer. It's been co-opted by the fucking LGBTs. Remember, you could just wear a cowboy hat and you could just be mentally retarded and you might smell a shit and live on a farm. Not anymore. Now you got assless chaps. Today's been, and I went for a hike this morning off the rice paddies. That's what I done. I got up, I couldn't go boxing, my body's too fucking sore. I'm getting too old, that's right, Neil. Is it Neil? That's right, Neil, you fucking dickhead. We'll keep on searching, Neil, you cunt. Fuck you, Neil. I love your music, Neil. I like the song, Neil, I don't really give a shit about the rest of your... That's what I was doing, I was looking for music to play in the background, right? And I went to 70s, you know, greatest hits. And you would believe, right? People are like, there's some, I love 70s music. It's fucking kick back, chill, you know, drink a few pints, get in the car, drive towards the seaside. It's the middle of winter, there's no one there. You know, drink another Naggin in the car, punch the windscreen, walk into the water. You know what I mean? It's driving music is what I'm saying. But everyone's like, fucking Elton John's great. I flip past Elton John every time. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about Elton John, and I don't give a shit about David Bowie. Does that make me a bad person? I don't know. Maybe I just haven't listened to David Bowie, but Elton John can go fucking... He fucking polishes glasses, the fucking nerd. Good one, Mark. Give yourself a laugh for that one there. Right, that was a bit too low there, no lads. Yeah. Anyway, we're kicking it. I'm getting eaten by mosquitoes. I keep on forgetting to put on the bug spray. And I'm like, eventually I'll get immune, isn't it? Like a local. Like an indigenous. But no, they're just, they're like my white meat. I think it's sweet. I think it tastes like chicken or pork. I reckon I taste like a pig. I look at my skin and I'm like, it looks pig-like, piggy-like. Remember calling people a pig? If you that was the biggest insult to a chick back in the day. you know, when fucking you're in secondary school, you're in a fight with a lady, a girl, you fight with a girl, and you go like, oh, stop being a cow. That was like, that's what your mom would say about your auntie. But if you went to, you're a fucking pig to a chicken glass. You fucking pig. Hey, listen, you wanna listen to the rain? The tropical storm. It's really coming down out there. It just sounds like static on the mic, it's a... Fuck it. Okay, guys, I'm sorry about that. It sounds all fucked up because, it's just so rainy. You probably think I'm in the jungle losing my mind. I'm probably gonna kill someone. Oh. Anyway, so I went to yoga instead of boxing. And I got the main guy, the main guru was there. It's the first time I did one of his classes. This guy called Agode. He's like skinny. He could be anywhere between like 30 and 172 years old. He gleams, he shimmers. By God, he shimmers in the ashram. And when he does moves, his eyes roll back in his skull, and he kind of just talks in like tongues. And I'm like, this is the kind of shit, right? I like this. This is what I'm into. This is what it meant to. Like, what I want him to do is, I want him to gather us all together, start a chant, and then while we're in, you know, in the throes of the beats and chants within the shala, when we're in a malaise, you know, hypnotic malaise, through the beats and drumming, he starts pouring, you know, kerosene all over the shala, and then he bolts the door and burns to the ground, all for the... You gotta sacrifice yourself to the gods, you fucking retards. Yeah, boy. Anyway. I'm not even drunk tonight, you know what I mean? I'm just here, man. This rain is sick. I love it. There's nothing like a tropical monsoon. My God. Imagine whipping off your clothes and just running into that and screaming at the top of your lungs until blood curdled in your throat. Oh, it makes me want to tear my eyes out. I love it. Tear my eyes out so I can just listen to this for the rest of my life. This 70s music and this tropical thunderstorm around me. By God, life's absolutely amazing, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Take one big fucking deep breath of air and just suck it in. Suck it in, you fucking cunts. This is the best days of your life. It's all down here, downhill from here. In fact, it's been going downhill for quite a while for a lot of you. Have an absolutely fantastic night.